One of my earliest memories is of lying in bed and telling myself a story to fall asleep. I was probably 4 years old, and I still remember the story, a rags-to-riches tale with suspense and the sort of twists of fate that were part of the fairy tales my parents read to me. It had a happy, satisfying ending, and no matter how many times I told it, it worked to settle me before bed. Whether I was using my own imagination to piece together a plot by moonlight, or my parents sat on the edge of my bed reading someone else's tale, I naturally gravitated to the time-honored tradition of telling a story to prepare for sleep. The truth is, I've never stopped telling myself stories when I climb into bed at the end of each day. And though they've evolved to feature fewer pirate ships and dastardly villains, and more simmering pots of soup and sleeping dogs, they still work just as well. We tell stories before bed for a good reason. Stories help us make sense of things. They can point us in a useful direction and give us a way to step out of the present and into a new place and time. They offer new perspectives and new ways of imagining our lives and the lives of others. And when they're told in a certain way, they can help us calm down. I've been a full-time yoga teacher for 17 years and a regular meditator since 2003. In that time, I've learned a lot about how to trigger the body's relaxation response and how the principles of mindfulness, paying attention to what is happening moment to moment in a relaxed way, helps staticky minds to quiet. Along the way, I've studied a bit of neuroscience, and my library, along with books about physiology and pranayama, is stocked with books about brains and how to train them. One of the key things I learned was that neurons that fire together wire together, which means that good habits can be a matter of practice. I had certainly experienced that myself. I had trained my brain over the years with my lifelong practice of using stories to sleep. And now sleep and relaxation are an automatic response to supine storytelling. But as I got older, I began to hear friends and family talking about their sleepless nights, anxiety, and chronic insomnia. I started to see just how debilitating those conditions can be, from increasing our risks for heart disease, depression, and anxiety, to generally just feeling lousy and grouchy. I realized my storytelling practice was actually a secret superpower, one other people desperately needed. But barring literally being there with them as they tossed and turned, which is both creepy and impractical, I wasn't sure how to help. One night, I was, ironically, up in the middle of the night with my aging dog. As I sat with my beagle and rubbed her back, it hit me. A podcast with my stories. I could tuck people in at night with my voice. I could be there with my friends and family, and hopefully some other folks too, at bedtime. That night, sitting on the floor at 3 in the morning, I ordered a microphone.